There were 3 minutes of silence among the crowd at Glen Park and River Falls. 3 minutes for three lives cut short 2 days before. The candlelight vigil honored 11-year-old Amara, 8-year-old Sophie, and 5-year-old Cecilia Schaffhausen, who were killed Tuesday afternoon. Mourners say the vigil is the first step in the healing process for the community of River Falls.
Many lives touch many lives in a town like this.
That's Tom Nelson. His daughter is on the same soccer team that Amara Schaffhausen played on for 5 years. He says the hurt from this tragic event has hit the city hard.
You have a true connection where sometimes in bigger cities or news stories from far away, you don't have that connection and you don't feel the emotion. It truly hits home, literally.
For small cities like River Falls, this kind of crime is rare, which makes it all the more painful. Police Chief Roger LaQuie says it's the worst crime he's seen in 34 years. Wayne Warnke drove the school bus for two of the Schaffhausens. He says he'll miss the girls when school is back in session, but he and the city will move on.
It won't change what River Falls is. Community will come together. It's been a fine community. It'll be a fine community. And that's the only upside to it, is it brings people together, but for all the wrong reasons.
The girl's father, Aaron Schaffhausen, has been arrested and is expected to face murder charges. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in River Falls.